I know, I'm curious.
When did you become general manager here at Alta? And what do you like most about your job?
I became general manager in 1988. And I like the skiing best about my job.
I would agree with that.
That's why we all came here. If you're not here for the skiing, I should have.
That's why we all came here, for days like today. Beautiful day out there. My next question, to be as successful as you have been as general manager here, you've had to look down the road to see what's ahead for Alta. Where do you see Alta going in the next 5 years, Ano? Fill us in. The people want to know.
I'm kind of concerned that it's not so much where we're going. It's almost more of a matter of what we're going to do to protect ourselves as the Wasatch Range gets inundated by all the growth going on in the valley and all the promotion to bring people to the mountains. You know, we're going to keep doing some little refinements in the ski area, but all this pressure from the valley is going to have some consequence. You're seeing people now starting to think about how to react to it and how to deal with the transportation issues and the people issues and the, everything that's going to come along with it. But we're going to be, we're going to try not to be reacting completely, but there's going to be some, we're going to be in the back seat a little bit as this all grows. Try not to be there much, though. We'll be like you, Ski and Johnny. You don't get in the backseat too often.
There you have it, folks. You heard it right here on AltaCam.com. Ano, for my next question, I'm sure you've had the opportunity to meet some great people here at Alta. Talk about the first time you met the great Al Fingen. Did you ski with him much?
You know, I skied with Al. I don't know when I first met him because, you know, when I first came, he was just working here like the rest of us, and we're all skiing, having fun, and, you know, I mean, he was the ski director of the ski school, and of course you wanted to meet Alf and heard things about him, so I don't know when it was first, but skiing with Alf Engen was just, you know, it was lots of fun, but what was most impressive about Alf all the time was his pure optimism and excitement for skiing. Optimistic about every day, never a bad day, never a bad turn. Things were always, he was always looking at the sunny side. So you'd go to Alf for uplifting. You know, I mean, if he told you some little trick about skiing, that was cool too. But that, you could get a skiing tip from anybody. But the kind of uplifting that you could get from Alf, you couldn't get anywhere else. So that's what it was always coolest.
That's a great answer. You're a lucky guy to have experienced that. Well, that takes me to my next question then.
Can I tell you one more Alf Engen?
You sure can. I'd love to hear it.
Well, one day we were in the fall, we were running on the road, trying to get in shape for skiing up here. Alf came by and stopped and said, "Well, you golly boys, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, Alf, we're running, training to get in shape for skiing." "Yeah, by golly, are you going to do the downhill?" And we go, "Well, no, we're just training to go skiing, you know, we're ski patrollers, we're training to go skiing." And he said, "Well, by golly, you're just training, going straight. I thought maybe you were doing the downhill. You know, if you're going to be training, you got to zip and dip and jack." So the next thing you know, we're all that fall, we're all training, running sideways and backwards and circles and no straight running, because all you would be doing is training for the downhill.
You're working all the muscles.
Off as always.
All right. All right. Well, there it is, folks. I'm Johnny B. for AltaCam.com with Alta General Manager Ano Wieringa. Thanks, Ano. Good to ski you. Let's go skiing.
Thanks, Johnny B.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. You bet.